I hope you're ready to do some numerical integration in the next hour. And just to clarify, tomorrow will be a separate topic from today. So tomorrow we're doing tensor networks again for something more complicated than the easing model. But today it's about coarse graining of spin foams in the context that Benjamin described this morning. And just as a very brief recap of what we did. So this is a plot from the paper that we published. So we want you to compute basically a few data points of this plot. So again, you basically look at two different settings for these hypercubic spin foams. One case is just two of them, and you compute the variance basically of one, the volume of one of these cuboids. And you do it in the case where you have 32. And you will look for the point where these two curves actually cross. And you are supposed to find out today where roughly this alpha is, or at least in which range, more or less, and what kind of properties this fixed point might have. And this is very young, so we just did this 1 year ago. So we also have a lot of stuff to learn, but yeah. So let me just briefly recapitulate what Benjamin just told us today. So think about that you have a four-dimensional hypercubic lattice. And each of those hypercuboids is described by four edge lengths. Now, which edge lengths are now preferred depends on the amplitude that you essentially assign to such a hypercuboid. This is what this central object A. This is what I will give you later on. And if you, for example, have a very large lattice, you assign one amplitude A to each of those hypercuboids, and you have all the edge lengths, and then the partition function is just the integral over all those edge lengths over the product of all those amplitudes. And just as usual, you would compute expectation values of observables by putting in a function that depends on those edge lengths in this, and you normalize by this 1 over z. So we are today just doing a very particular setting. Namely, we consider two different kinds of lattices. And I just want to draw it in two dimensions. So you once take two hypercuboids and you glue them together sort of in the t direction. So let's say that this would be the x direction, this would be the t direction. And I want you to have a specific boundary conditions that says that this edge length here is supposed to be capital T. This here is supposed to be capital X. And in this particular setting, you have only one edge length to integrate over left, namely sort of these one of these two distances, namely T1 and T2. But by the constraints that I imposed, this should be capital T minus T1. And you should compare this to a version where you have essentially a similar setup. But now you subdivide each of these hypercuboids in each of those directions. Again, this entire thing is supposed to be x, similar for the other spatial directions. This is again t, but now you have here more variables. And here, let's say t capital T minus all those things. Here, x1 and x minus x, capital X minus x1. And these two integrals you're supposed to compute today. So essentially, these two objects. So you have one amplitude depending on these coarse boundary data for the two hypercuboid case. And you have one more complicated amplitude for the 32 hypercuboid case. And as we've suggested, you should look, for example, at the volume of one hypercuboid. So basically, half of this. So this thing here and this thing here. And to do it now a bit more concretely, has everyone gotten the Julia file, the iJulia file with the amplitudes? It was sent by email around? So all the stuff that Benjamin was presenting today, these are these formulas. You don't need to know them. It's just here as the definition. And if you scroll down, you eventually come to the part where you have here the amplitude for two vertex amplitudes. and down here the one for 32 amplitudes. So how you get those is rather straightforward. So your job for this tutorial today is basically compute these two integrations and compute observables in these two cases. And we will use just two very simple approaches for numerical integration today. Who of you have worked with Julia for doing the tensor network tutorials? Have you defined functions so far? So as a first warm-up, would be a good idea that you write a function that returns to you the four-dimensional volume of a hypercuboid. So you already have your observable. And as the second task is that you should do numerical integrations. Just as a quick start, and this actually works rather well, is something called random sampling. So a very crude method, you just have an integral which you want to compute, let's say f of x integrated over a finite interval, and you just approximate this by sampling this one variable in this small interval and evaluate the function on those samples, normalized essentially by the volume and the number times the volume of the integration domain over the number of samples. So what I would like you to do is do this first for the one-dimensional integral and compute compute expectation values for you're supposed to write a function that returns to you the partition function and the expectation value of V1 and the expectation value of the variance squared. There should be a squared there. And I'm here to help you write this function. Once you've done that, you're supposed to generalize this to the second integration for the 32 hypercuboid case, which is six-dimensional. If you manage to do that, you can already try to look for the fixed point by computing the delta V squared, which works rather well. And if you have time, I can explain to you later what the other integration method is. So are there any questions so far? And of course, if you are more familiar in a different programming language, you can just translate those functions that I gave you before to your favorite language, if you feel more desired. So you can also, maybe Mathematica is not the best choice, but you could in principle do that. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with some of the syntax in Julia. If you want just to change a variable, so you want to do something like x equals x plus something a, you can just write x plus equals a in Julia. So
you can.
It's just more convenient. And you can do the same thing, of course, with multiplication, subtraction.
We feel that we have to.
Do you have an idea how to compute the integration? How to do this random integration?
We are trying.
Yeah. So how would you write that code? Maybe I just give you like a sketch how to do this. So is it like?
Perfect. Do you want to actually design?
So, for example, if you want to compute the partition function in the two hypercuboid case, you just define, for example, a variable where you will just in which you store the evaluations of your function. So, for example, you call it result for z equal to 0. Then you say that you start your for loop. Let's say for I in 1 to some n, which you could pass to the function, and say that So you now generate a, for example, you say T1 is capital T times your random number, which generates a random number in the region 0 to capital T. And then you just say result of Z, or you add to result of Z just 1 over N times your amplitude for the 2 case, lots of arguments, this particular T1. And then you end your for loop. And so it just computes the average for this. And then you can say in the end, return, and then return this function. And of course, in the same for loop, you can do this for several observables, you know, not just for one. So for example, you can also compute here the observable for the volume of one hypercuboid and do it in the same way. But then in the end, you, of course, you have to get this observable, you have to normalize via the partition function. So, and then return those values.